Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. Slide into hour two. We're going to continue to talk about the OHL representatives for the CHL Top Prospects game. We're happy to bring on Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. And Mark, thanks for coming on and doing a little preview of some of the players to watch at this game. First guy we want to ask you about, Mark, is Pavel Zacha. You know, clearly this is a kid who is highly thought of coming into the draft and had an opportunity to represent the Czechs at the World Junior Championships. And I think some of the games he played very well. What are your thoughts of what this player could bring to the top prospect game? And it is only one game, so we can't read too much into it, but it's an opportunity for some guys to shine a bigger light on them as the season progresses.
Yeah, I think, you know, the top prospect game is what it is. I think it's a nice showcase, and guys get to, you know, maybe have a great game in front of a wide audience, but mm-hmm. I think, as you know, when it comes to NHL scouts, it's more of just a necessity of something, and a lot of them book their meetings around and have their meetings, their winter meetings around it. For myself, I enjoy just seeing maybe the odd guy that I haven't seen live late or sometimes at all. That's seldom, but in this case, Zacha, I just saw last week against the Erie Otters. I thought he had a good game. He's a player that we've got really high up our rankings. You know, just releasing and new rankings, and he's still in our top five. He seems to be a guy that, you know, he's, when I talked about him with NHL scouts, I think some of them maybe don't have him quite so high. They all like him, but maybe top five. Some think maybe a little bit rich, and some don't. But for me, I don't think he has a ton of help in Sarnia. That was, you know, kind of evident last week when I saw him. He did a lot of things right and get a lot of help from his teammates. He moves the puck on time. I think he's a really smart player, makes good decisions with the puck, able to beat guys one-on-one. I mean, he's a 6'4", a huge kid who can really skate. I think he's a really smart hockey player who sees the ice and is a good playmaker, and then he's got a good shot. So, you know, when you start saying things like that, to me it's hard to have him slide down the rankings too much. One of the things for this latest ranking was just you know, trying to decide if he could hold that number four spot that we had him in 6 weeks ago. And 6 weeks was a big gap for us between rankings, so quite a bit changed. And he's one guy who just held on and stayed right where he was.
Yeah, I like him. Good puck handler, good on the rush. Like Mark said, excellent shot. Also can keep defenders away from the puck, Shane, can shield them away, and he gets a lot of scoring off of that too.
Yeah, no, I like the release on his shot. I like the fact that he can protect the puck and get himself into really good scoring opportunities, and has some versatility of playing on the wing or in the middle. I'm not sure at the end of the day. I think I'd probably prefer him on the wing. As a pro, but we'll see how that sort of plays out, you know. And after watching him at the World Junior Championships, you saw the glimpses of dominance, you know, even against teams that were, you know, clearly better than the Czechs. You could seriously see where, you know, that type of projection into the NHL was there. So an intriguing player. I'm curious to see what he does at this game, and it's not the end all to be all, but certainly an opportunity for him to sort of come out and play with some better players and really sort of excel from that standpoint. You're listening to...
Yeah, one of the things I didn't mention just quickly is also he's physical. You know, he's got a little nasty streak in him, so that doesn't hurt his stock any for me anyway.
No. Hey, man, anytime you can, you know, come out and push people around and, like, hack and whack and, get play a little ugly game, especially at his size, certainly is going to help. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts ever with hockey's ultimate data engine. Mark, let's talk about Lawson Crouse, a guy who plays for the Kingston Frontenacs. You know, big bodied at 6'4", well over 200 pounds, around the 215 range. You know, got a chance to watch him play at the World Juniors for Canada. Really loved him on the big power line with Gauthier and with Nick Ritchie. And seems to me that he is that prototypical power forward who can go up and down the ice and control the play down low and cycle and drive to the net and makes it difficult for, you know, defensemen to contain him, but has a very good shot and can possess the puck. What are your thoughts on him and, you know, what he could do at this game and what type of opportunity does it present towards him, for him?
Lawson, you know, if you follow us at all and follow me on Twitter, it's not hard to figure out that I'm a fan, and I'm a bigger fan ever since he actually made me look like I may know something, because way back in our preseason newsletter that we released for free, I said that I thought it would just be him and Connor McDavid as the only draft eligibles invited to Canada's camp, and then he goes and makes the team as well, and not only does he make the team, he played a pretty good role and played very well in it. So his stock definitely is high with us. You know, I think a lot of people just kind of want to, you know, they question his skill level and if he can be ranked so high without maybe posting a ton of points so far this year. But I think he's one of those rare guys that that blend of size and all the other things he does well, besides, you know, maybe posting, you know, Dylan Strome or Marner-like numbers for them to rank kind of where they rank. He just is such a smart player, and the way he creates space for his line mates and turns over pucks, and he's always in position. He's great defensively. You know, he is this underage player who was never even supposed to be in camp, and he's killing penalties, you know, in the biggest of games just a week ago. So for us, he's still in that top 10, and I can't see him sliding out of there. And one of the things I'm interested in is just to watch him go back to his team now in Kingston and see if the big run with Canada just kind of even gives him more confidence, and see if it starts translating to even more points as he went back home. I actually just checked yesterday, and I think he's got 4 points in 3 games since returned, so that's a nice start.
Yeah, his skating's okay. Probably could be better, but he's definitely got some power to keep people at bay. He's really hard to move around with his frame. I like him on the PK, too, and I do like his brand of defense. So, especially in a game like this, I think he'll be a pretty key guy. And I think what Mark said is accurate. I think he is a guy that is going to remain sort of around that top 10, top 15 mark, and maybe he'll have to keep proving it to everybody, but I think he'll be there.
Well, I don't know, Mark, if you agree with this or not, but I think Lawson's game translates well to the NHL. And there's a lot of junior players who put up big numbers, but they can't get away with, you know, producing the type of points they do at a pro level, at an NHL level, with better defensemen and better forwards defending against you. And I think Lawson's game completely translates into an NHL game. And now, you know, he may only have, you know, 16 points in 24 games with Kingston, but I think all of his points translate into the NHL. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I had a conversation with kind of a veteran scout over the holidays about him, and we're talking about how, you know, some people just or at least media speak, you know, you kind of hear the odd person say that he's being overhyped and all this other stuff, and I just disagree with that. I think he's a very safe player for this draft. I think he translates and has like one of the lowest bust factors as far as selecting him and you know, projecting him to actually play in the NHL. So for us, you know, he's been around that 6'7" mark, and I don't really expect that's going to change a whole lot for us between now and the end. You never know, but I just think that there's a really good chance that you're going to see him go off the board before you know, that 7, 8, 9 pick. I'd kind of be surprised if he didn't, and that you'll see him play in the NHL, that he, you know, he won't be a mistake pick for whoever takes him.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. And, Mark, let's talk about Dylan Strome. You know, obviously this kid has hockey sense and you know, elite-level puck skills. He has size at 6'3", hasn't filled out of his frame, but clearly he has the, you know, he's going to have the opportunity to do that. And when that happens and he's playing at, you know, 210, 215 maybe, boy, that size, skill, and skating ability is, you know, an intriguing package. And what are your thoughts about his opportunity to come in here into this game? And just, you know, because he plays with Connor McDavid, be able to play on a different team and to have the light sort of shine on his game exclusively.
Well, luckily enough for him, he's had McDavid both injured and then away at World Juniors for quite some time here until just obviously this last week. So he was able to show that he could still put up some points with McDavid away and have the spotlight a little bit more on him with his Erie Otters. I've seen Erie three times just since Christmas. Saw them against, I just mentioned, against Sarnia last week, and then I saw them against London, and then late the week before, I saw them against Mississauga. So Strome was in all three games, and McDavid was back for two of those. And I thought Strome played fairly well. Some earlier games this year, I thought he was just kind of average. But, you know, I've seen him so many times going in the past and obviously knew what kind of player he was. So that's the advantage for guys in Ontario. If I see them just be maybe average some game, I see them so much, they have a lot better chance of, you know, say, getting more good and positive performances when I watch again, and that's him. I think for Dylan, very well-rounded player. I think he works hard defensively as well. It's not just points, and I think it's just going to come down to the skating. It's always been his biggest weakness. It's improved a ton since I first saw him in minor midget with his Toronto Marlies, but it's still a weakness. I don't think that there's going to be 30 teams that deem it a big enough weakness that he's going to slide on draft day. I think he'll be going off the board in the top 10 or so. I think that he's the kind of guy that as he gets stronger, much like I talked about years ago with Boone Jenner and his skating during his draft year, that the skating would improve as he got a little bit stronger, and I've said it up for other guys. And I think that's the case with Dylan. The skating will just get better as he gets older and stronger, and it will be good enough that it doesn't hold him back from being a productive NHL player.
You know, it's hard to argue with the skating part, and that's where you have to be patient, and you try to project mm-hmm. and what he can do at the NHL level, because you're trying to look at, from a guy like that who's highly skilled, at 3 years down the road, gets into maybe another year of junior, maybe goes to the American League, and all of a sudden, you know, can jump into the NHL. Obviously, depending on the team he goes to, but you got to be able to play at the NHL pace. And I think once Dylan can prove that he can do that, the size and the skill and everything else is going to come along with that, because he shows some personality and some work ethic. So I think that could take him a long way.
Yeah, he's a real hard worker, and the one thing I noticed just from the difference of seeing him last year and this year, he's a lot more confident in the offensive zone now too. So,
absolutely, and that comes with opportunity as well. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn and Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. We're talking about some players that are going to represent the Ontario Hockey League and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League at the CHL Top Prospects game. Mark, let's talk about Thomas Chabot, defenseman playing out of the St. John Sea Dogs. A guy who has put up, you know, very good points for a defenseman, 25 and 38, you know, 6'2", about 180-odd pounds, so still got to fill into his frame. What are your thoughts about him and what he could potentially do in this one game?
He's a player that, that Jerome, our head scout of the Q, and I have talked about quite a bit since their last ranking, actually just that last week or so leading up to our last ranking decision, if he could be a top 30 and He ended up being just outside our top 30, and then, you know, that's going back 6 weeks now, so there's been quite a bit of time for him to make more of an impression. He's had a good 6 weeks in that stretch, so he's a new guy in our top 30. Very good skater. I think he makes good decisions on when to become that kind of fourth forward in a rush, fourth attacker in a rush, and jump in, and doesn't do it with, you know, untimely decisions and bad decisions on when to do it. And then I think he's, and we talked about how he's got a really good knack for when to do it, but also he hustles back and gets back into the play defensively, and he's not a mess defensively and just all out offense. And that he works hard in defensive zone. He's you know, positionally sound, and the skating is fantastic. Obviously, when you're 6'2" and have the offensive ability and move pucks well, and then you're not a mess defensively, that's when you start to get talked about as you know, a defenseman that can go on that first round. And you know, you're starting to hear a lot of talk about him, and it'll be a good chance for him on a big stage to hopefully have a good game and solidify, you know, people talking about him as a player to be taken in the first round.
Yeah, long reach, Shane, has to be a little tougher in his own end, but I like him.
Yeah, no, look, when you can skate like that, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, we start to see that being coveted very seriously in the NHL as, you know, good skating defensemen, and you can, with, you know, the proper player development, you can make defensemen better in their own zone, guys who are willing to take more risks. But like Mark said, he's smart when to pinch, and he hustles to get back. So something to be said for that as well. But, Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show, giving us some great insight before the Top Prospects game, and we look forward to talking to you with a little review of the Top Prospects game next week.
Take it easy, boys.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk more about the CHL Top Prospects game right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.